Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to join this fine program, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A bunch of breaking news of various types and shapes and forms. I want to share all of this with you. First of all, Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily paused a deadline set by a lower federal court for the Trump administration to return Abrego Garcia from El Salvador. Response to the government's application is due tomorrow by noon. This just breaking moments ago. Again, you'll recall late on Friday, a federal court required the U.S. government, the Trump administration specifically, to return a Maryland man who was, by the Trump administration's own admission, accidentally, oopsies, I'm so sorry, deported and has landed in one of the world's most notorious and dangerous prisons. Supreme Court saying, man, that might have been just fine. We'll wait a few days before you're required to bring him back. We'll see. Let's have some briefing on it. I just want to ask you this. If it was your loved one who has disappeared in the middle of the night with no due process and ended up in one of the world's most harsh, most life-threatening prisons, and the Supreme Court was like, well, let's just give it a few days. Want to hear what the lawyers have to say. Well, I don't know if that'd bring you much comfort. Just saying. Also, Donald Trump in the White House with Israel Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, when asked about the tariff policy, said this, which is a lie. From 1870 to 1913, our country was the strongest. You want to know why? It was all tariff-based. As if the economy from 1870 to 1913 is comparable today, as if the country was the strongest it ever was from 1870 to 1913. You know what happened like just a little while after that, as all of the steel magnates and the railroad magnates and the Vanderbilts and the Carnegies amassed and controlled the vast majority of the nation's wealth and created monopolies that couldn't be broken and said, it's fine, you can just trust us. We'll be the keepers of the nation's wealth, and you silly working people, that's fine. You know what eventually happened? The Great Depression and breadlines. I mean, what is this man even talking about? Just insane. He was also specifically asked if he was considering pausing tariffs, responded, we're not looking at that. No, not at all. I mean, this is bananas. So when we zoom back out and we look at all this, like, where is it going? Because here's what's happening, everybody. And then I want to get you on the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, because this is insane. Okay. None of this makes any sense. And here is the fallacy I want us all looking out for. When they do say something that sounds somewhat reasonable, okay, like an explainer, like there should be greater efficiency in government, that like sounds reasonable, doesn't it? You're not along with that. Yes. Their rationale does not ever, as a matter of logic or reasonableness, it is not a sufficient or sometimes even necessary rationale that explains the action that they take. It's like, oh, well, government should be more efficient. Yes, we agree with that. That sounds reasonable. Dot, dot, dot. We'll fire 80,000, 82,000 people from the VA. Like, you can't, those things don't go together. Like, some reduction in force, probably, but 82,000? Not 79, not 63, not 1,000. You get what I'm saying? So, like, rationale does not explain action. And then when you look at the action, it's like, Okay, so we can't look at your rationale to explain the action because those two things don't logically go together. And then even when the media tries to sane wash the insane actions with other potential more reasonable explainers for the action, the outcomes that we're getting don't match up with those either. So, like, again, the rationale for the action makes no sense. And then, folks, if we look at the outcomes don't match the action. And we're going to see that more and more. So I ask us always, let's test the rationale. Does that make sense to justify X action? And even if X action is by some explanation reasonable, well, then what is the outcome that we wish to see and how do we measure that? None of this stuff is susceptible to that. None of it. Let's blow up the Western Alliance. Well, to what end? So that Putin gets Ukraine? I don't know. Like, what it would... So NATO allies contribute more to NATO? They're doing that already. Like, what is the thing that we're trying to get? Tariff policy. Well, it shouldn't be to make everything more expensive, though that's what's happening. It shouldn't be the objective being to tank your 401k. So what is the point? And Donald Trump's own advisors don't know what the point is. Attacking the world's largest law firms and extorting hundreds of millions in alleged or claimed pro bono services. To what point? So that lawyers stop representing people that Donald Trump disagrees with? Well, is that better for our country or the world? None of it works out together. Except for two explainers which explain all of it. The only ways to make all of this make sense together is if these two things are true. Thing one, it will make Donald Trump and billionaires in this country richer. If it will do that, you'll see him doing it. The second thing is, if it gives Donald Trump more power. You can't make all of these things stitch together and make it make sense unless those are the two outcomes. That's it. We'll talk more about it. I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. One of my favorite conservatives on the line. CJ, my friend, how are you? How's your 401k doing today?
Well, it's down a little bit, but I'm buying in. This is a great time, great opportunity. I'm like Warren Buffett, I guess. He's buying in too. You know,
what do you mean by buying in, CJ? What do you mean by buying in, CJ?
Did you watch the Rose Garden ceremony?
What do you mean by buying in, CJ? You said you're buying in and Warren Buffett's buying in. What do you mean?
Market.
What deals do you think are out there?
You need to do a little research, Maggie.
I'm asking you. Make me smarter, CJ. Make me smarter, CJ. What should people be buying if you've got this all figured out?
Well, you know, I don't know. That's the beauty.
Whoop, there we go. Thanks, CJ. It's been fun to play this afternoon. I'll give you... What did you want to say? I'm trying to actually have a conversation about, like, tariffs and the cost of things. We were going to vote for Trump because it was going to make eggs cheaper and gas prices go down and housing was going to get less expensive. How's that going, CJ?
It's happening.
No, it's CJ, can we at least, I can't have a, wait. I really want to have a discussion with you, but you and I have to be able to actually start with facts. Are eggs more expensive today than they were before Donald Trump was sworn in?
Did you see all the union membership at the
CJ, can we just start? I don't care which union members decided to show up with Donald Trump. I can pull 100 more union members that think this is stupid. It kind of depends on what industry you're in. I just want us to start with some facts. Is the economy better today than the day before Donald Trump was inaugurated?
is the UAW president.
My gosh, CJ, can you please answer a question about facts without deflecting to whatever other context you want to provide? I just want us, you and I, to start with some facts. Is the economy doing better today than it was on January 19th?
It depends on how you measure the economy.
Tell me the measurement. Make a case because for me that the economy is stronger today than it was on January 19th.
There's some uncertainty.
Some uncertainty.
Can I finish a sentence with you? Main Street is excited as hell.
CJ, that is not factually true, sir. Consumer sentiment by every single survey I have seen, doesn't matter the source, consumer sentiment is in the toilet, sir. So I don't know what Main Street you're talking about. Including Republicans are not confident about the state of the economy. So make the case to me that inflation is better, that consumer sentiment is better, that GDP growth is expanding. Tell me what metric other than your made-up Main Street, because that's not factually true.
How about the volatility index?
The volatility index is out of control, sir. That is the volatility. I can't hear him. Why is it? Tell me. Let me just ask a baseline question then, CJ. What generally do businesses want? More or less volatility?
Wall Street doesn't want it, but Main
What Street does a business... CJ, try. That's just... All right, I got to let him go. Whether you're a small business owner or JP Morgan Chase, businesses crave predictability. You want to know how much your supply chain products are each going to cost in 6 months. You want to know at least what the range is so that you can budget. I don't know what Main Street CJ is talking about other than people who may be MAGA supporters who just refuse to talk about reality on the ground on some, frankly, Panglossian, hopeful, you know, I don't know, fantasy translation of what's going on. So let's turn to rationale plus action plus outcome. This past weekend on the Sunday talk shows, Howard Lutnick, Secretary of Commerce, Scott Bessent, Secretary of Treasury, and Peter Navarro, Donald Trump's trade advisor, all gave conflicting and different answers to two questions, which were, what's the outcome that we're seeking here, and what is the rationale for what he's doing? In other words, versions of, are these tariffs here to stay? And none of them gave consistent answers. Here's David Frum. Don't want to believe me? Let's talk about somebody that's supposedly extremely smart. David Frum, well-known economist and commentator, said this. You want to believe that there must be intelligent and honest people somewhere inside of the Trump economic policy machine trying to limit the damage. But as with the existence of leprechauns, there is no empirical basis for this belief. Whirlpool laying off hundreds of people, a car manufacturing laying off 1,000+ workers. Other than the Main Street through CJ's brain, I'm not sure who he's talking about that thinks the economy is doing better. We continue the discussion on the flip side. My name is Maggie Dawn. Join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
This is not a test, it's not a drill. Take